Today's daf is Menachas daf Yud Zayin, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of daf Tez Zayin Amid Beis, moving along in some of the most lumdish dafin, not only in Masechtas Menachas, but in Seder Kachem. So the topic of the daf has been the halachas of pigel, specifically as it relates to a karban mincha. So pigel means a kohen was doing one of the dalet avodos hachashuvos. So if it's a karban, it was shchita, kabbalah, haylacha, or zrika. If it was a mincha, it was kmitza, putting the koymets into the klisharis, haylacha, or haktara. And he had a machshava to do achilas mizbeach, or achilas adam, chutz lezmanoy, chutz mkoymoy. Chutz lezmanoy, the carbon is pigle. Not just that, if somebody eats from the carbon, he'd be chayiv karis. Chutz mkoymoy, the carbon's going to be possible. However, there's not going to be a chiyuv karis. We've seen during the course of these very lamda shadafin that the more accurate definition of avoida as it relates to pigel is not that a koyim was doing one of the dalet avoidois hama'akvois hakapara, but rather the koyim was doing one of the dalet avoidois hamatirois. The Lashon HaGemara is bidvarim hamevien lidei achila akosef medaber. The Gemara says that in the context of describing the avoida the koyim was doing while he had the machsheves pigel. In other words, a carbon has parts of it that become mutter once the avoidas are complete. If a kohen was doing one of the dalet avoidas hamatirin, that a mater basr lachira, emurim legevaya, koimetz lehaktara, shiare minochis lachila, and had this machshava chutzas mani chutzim koimoi, the halacha is, it would be chal pigel. Now, what at first glance would therefore emerge from the Gemara is that shchita kabbalah hilacha and zrikar are all matirois. Bidvarim hamevin de achila klasa medaber. And kmitza, putting the koimets and the klisharis, hilacha and aktara, are also matirois. Stating that, we saw a very important Gemara yesterday, where the Gemara says that when it comes to a carbon, only the zrikas matter. And when it comes to a mincha, therefore, only the aktaras, a koimets, and the Akhtaras halavoina is matter. Shchita, the Gemara says, being that it's a bala kaddish, halacha treats it like a matter. Because kol bala kaddish kabala hatur dami. But really, if you want to be accurate, only the zrika, only the akhtaras hakoimets and the akhtaras halavoina are matiras. How then do you understand the idea that you could be mafagel during shchita, kabbalah, and halacha if they're not matiras? And the criteria, the prerequisite is bidvarim hamevien lidei achila kasim adaber. So what's this havana that you could be mafagel during shchita, kabbalah, halacha? So we said that you have to say some sort of lamdas that even though they are not the matter, but their avoid is in the matter. Because the dam is the cheftza that's matter, and shchita, kabbalah, are all avoidos in the heftza of the dam. Being that the koimets and the lavoina are matiroids, so the kemitza and putting the koimets in the klisharis and the hilachar are avoidos in the matter, which is the koimets. Regardless, however you want to say the lamdas, you could say it more simply also. The bottom line is, bidvarim hamivin lidei achila kasa medaber, the chashivos of shchita kabbalah hilacha zrika and its counterparts in mincha as it relates to machsheves pigel is not the fact that they're avoidos, but it's the fact that they are matiros. Now, taking it to the next level, and this is important for this morning's daf, is that not only is the havana of pigel that you're being mechashiv during a matter, but the havana is that you're being mechashiv during an avoidas hamater about the thing that the avoidas hamater is going to be matter. So in the context of a carbon, shchita, kabbalah, ilacha, and zrika are matter what? They're matter basra la'achila, they're matter emurim lemizbeach. Therefore, if you're mechashiv to do an achilas basar chutzos mani chutzim koimai, while you're doing the avoida that's matter the achilas basar, or if you're mechashiv to do an haktara chutzos mani chutzim koimai, while you're doing the avoida that's matter the haktara, that is machshavas pigel. Where it gets a little trickier is when you talk about shvicha shirayim and zrika, that's Reb Chaim's lamdas, mechashiv me avoida la avoida that we spoke at the end of daf yudal at the end of Friday's daf, but that's not for this morning. But the simple havan of pigel is that you're doing an avodas hamater and you're thinking about the thing that the avodas hamater is going to be matter, but you're having a bad machshava, a machshava zara. You're thinking that that thing that this avodas hamater is going to be matter, when it is mutter, I'm going to eat it or be makter it in a very, very inappropriate way. I'm going to do it either chutz l'zmanoy or chutz l'mkoymei. That is machshev espikul. The same is true for the mincha. The dalet avoides are matter the shiori mincha. The matter being makter the koymets or being makter the levoina. So I'm doing the kmitza and I'm thinking that I'm going to eat the shiori minochis chutz l'zmanoy, chutz l'mkoymei. Being that the Koimetz is a matter, again, only the Haktar is the matter, but it's an avoida in the matter. It has some yichus of being a matter, and I'm thinking about the thing that it's going to be matter, chutz asmatter, chutz and koimetz, that's the idea of pickle. Additionally, we saw the machlokes remain in the Chachamim, whether mefaglim bechatzi matter or im mefaglim bechatzi matter. There's many applications to this machlokes, the Mishnah, the Mesachtes Menachas, daf tezayin, and aleph. Yesterday's daf mentions three, the Gemara brought a braisa that already mentioned the fourth, the most simple one, we're learning Mesachtes Menachas now, is the case of a mincha. Most Menachas had a chelik of koimetz that had soilus and shemen in it that went on the mizbeach, and there was also levoina that went on the mizbeach. It was the two haktaris together that were matter the shiari amincha. Thus, each haktara for itself is a chatzi matter. So if somebody had a machshavas pigle while he was makta the koimetz, but not while he was makta the levoina, or while he was makta the levoina, not while he was makta the koimetz, according to Rameir, mefaglum bechatzi matter, it's going to be pigle. According to the Chachamim, ein mefaglum bechatzi matter, it's not going to be pigle. The Yisoid of Rameir Shita, we said as a Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, it's that Rameir holds that the haktoras, hakoimetz in and of itself is matter. It's a chatzi matter, but it actually is matter half of the shirayim. Which half? Breira. But it's matter half of the shirayim. That's really the basis of Shitas Rameir, because he holds that the koimetz is mishra shari. The Chachamim hold a half a matter does nothing, or at best it's only miklash kolish. Qualitatively, it somehow diminishes the level, the ichos of Isser. But in terms of something physically being mutter when you're only makter the koimetz, nothing really happens. Thus, Rameir holds, a chatzi matter is matter chatzi. Therefore, it makes sense. It could be mefagel. The chachamim hold, the chatzi matter doesn't do anything. At best, it's miklash kolish. But not more than that. As a result, you can't be mefagel, bechatzi matter. Stating that, we saw that even though the chachamim hold, a mefagel, bechatzi matter, but they agreed that the carbon is going to be pasul. It's only with regards to the chi. If chorus, they hold, a mefagel, bechatzi matter, pasul. It's going to be, what's the reason? Tosfos Vachon Daf Memeis Amud Beis says that it's a gzeira. It's a gzeira. The Rabbanan Rameir Simcha said maybe it's a gzeira atu shalai lishma. Some of the ray that we spoke about yesterday, either way, these have been some lamda shadafin. And today's daf might be the cherry on top. This might be the lamda shadaf with the hey hayadia. Either way, says the Gemara, 12 lines from the bottom of daf tezayin amud beis. Hikta shumshin lechol shumshin. A koyin was being makter the koymetz, and he was makter a shumshum at a time. Now, literally, a shumshum is a sesame seed. He wasn't being makter sesame seeds. He was being makter a karban mincha. But he was makter the mincha like the shear of a sesame seed. He literally took a mashahu at a time, and he was makter. And he had a machshavas pigle while he was doing this interesting haktara. And the machshavas pigle was lechol shumshim, to eat the shiari mincha, but he had a mind that he's going to eat kashir shumshim. And at the end, he did shumshim, shumshim, shumshim. He was very patient, and eventually he was makter the entire koimetz with a machshavas pigle. But every single haktara was a haktara shumshim, with a machshava to eat the shiore mincha kishir shumshum chutz lezmane. Is it pigle or is it not pigle? Says the Gemara, Rav Chizda, v'Rav Hamnuna, v'Rav Shesh. Is chadam a pigle? V'chadam a posel? V'chadam a kosh? Says the Gemara, leim a mandam a pigle. It would seem to say at first glance, the mandam says that it's pigle k'rem meir. He holds mefagel b'chatzi matter. So if you're makter shumshum, you're mefagel b'chatzi matter. Mandam a posel k'rabona, who hold a mefagel b'chatzi matter. But at the same time, it's possible. Umandamar kosher, who's the third mandamar? Kerebi. Rebbe discussed if somebody would shecht one of the kifsei atzeres, not both, one, each one is a chatzi matter, and he would have in mind to eat a half a zayas of the shtei halechem that the kifsei atzeres will matter. So Rebbe said that being that you only did a chatzi matter, and in the chatzi matter, you only thought about a chatzi shir, the halach is, it's going to be kosher. So that's really what happened over here. The shumshum is a chatzi matter, because the shir haktar is the koimetz. You thought about a chatzi, because what's the shir machshava for pigle, kezayas? So it's literally Rebbe's case. So that would be the shita that holds its kosher, but the Gemara says, mimai. Dilma adkan lekom Rameir hasa, maybe when does Rameir hold mefagel mechatzi matter, el dechish b'shayuroi? That's only if you mechasha b'shayuroi. What's Rameir's classic case of chatzi matter? You were makter the koimetz and you had a mind to eat a kezayas of the shirayim. You were makter a full koimetz and you had a mind to eat a full kezayas. The reason it's a chatzi matter is because the koimetz is only matter together with the levoina. But at the very least, you were doing a full avoida and you had a mind, a full machshava. Aval hocha d'loi chishev b'shirayi, over here where you only were mechashev in a shumshum, loi, that kind of come Rabbanan hasa. Maybe when did the Rabbanan say, in mefagel b'chatzi matter el d'loi chishev b'kula? That's only where you weren't chishev b'kula. You only did a Haktaras HaKoymetz. Avalocha D'chishu Bebe Kulei Matir. But over here, even though you did it a shum at a time, but at the end of the day, cumulatively, it added up. So you ended up being Mechashev in the entire matter. So Hachanami the Pogel. Maybe it would be Pigel. And finally, Vatkan come a Rebbe Hossam. And it's true that Rebbe holds that if you did one of the Kifsei Atzeres, which is a chatzi matter, and you had in mind the chatzi zayas, it's not good. That's also the lehoder malyam yosevoida. That's where you didn't finish doing the job. Avol hachad other malyam yosevoida. Hachanami the pasul. Maybe over here would be pasul. Says the Gemara, you're right. At first glance, we thought that this three-way machlokes amiram is totally in these three shittas that the last few dafin have been circulating around. The Gemara says no. Elamanda amar pigel deviyakol. The manda that says it's pigel in this case could be going according to everybody. Umanda amar pasul deviyakol. Umanda makasha deviyakol. Meaning, if there's no hechrich that this Machloikis Amayram has anything to do with the Machloikis Remeir and the Chachamim, whether Mefaglim B'chatzim Matter or A Mefaglim B'chatzim Matter. And also, there's no Hechrich to say that Rebbe Shita has any application to our sugya. What then is the machloik? It says, he was going, whether you hold Mefaglim B'chatzim Matter, A Mefaglim B'chatzim Matter, what's the aside of his halacha? Kasavar, he holds, Derech Achila B'kach, Derech Achtar B'kach. It's normal to sit down and eat for a regular person a shum at a time. Some people nibble on their food. And therefore, being that it's considered okay, it's considered normal, when a person has a machshava that he's going to eat the shiore mincha, chutz lizmane, a shum at a time, it's considered a machshava spigel. Because he was mechashev to eat g'derech achila. Not just that, v'derech aktara b'kach. It makes sense in the world of aktara, sometimes people are makter one shum at a time. As a result, the aktara that the kohen was doing was a real aktara. So he did a aktara, because derech aktara b'kach. He had a machsheves pigel, because derech achila b'kach. That's a regular machsheves pigel. Manam apostle d'vriya kohel. Manam b'tas apostle, he says, I'm also going according to everybody. Because he holds derech achila b'kach, ve'ein derech aktara b'kach. And really the punchline is, ve'ein derech aktara b'kach. By achila, we have the gears of derech achila b'kach, but if you look in the parentheses, ein derech achila b'kach, it doesn't really matter. What really matters is ein derech haktar b'kach. It's not the derech to be makter shumshum at a time. Being that you can't, people are not makter shumshum at a time, you can't have a machshavas pigel while you're doing such a haktara. Because in order for pigel to be chal, you have to be doing kosher avodos. Atshe yikrevu kol matirov. Kartzos kosher kachar tzoras basel. You have to be doing a kosher haktara. And being that it's not a kosher haktara, because ain't there a haktara, because nobody's makdu this way, the machshavas pigel never took root. Stating that, the carbon's basel. Why? Because he didn't do haktara. Because ain't derech haktara b'kach. So because ain't derech haktara b'kach, it's not pigel, but also because ain't derech haktara b'kach, it's possible. Because he never did a good haktara. Mandam ha-kosh d'vri ha-kol, the mandam that says kosh d'vri ha-kol, kosova derech haktara b'kach. It is derech haktara. So therefore, he did do haktara the kohen, even though he did it a shum at a time. Ain't derech achila b'kach. But at the same time, it's not derech achila. Therefore, the haktara is a good haktara. The machshev is pigel. It's not a machshev is pigel. You have haktara without the pigel. It's going to be kosher. Very simple. So this three-way machloikis has nothing to do with Rebbe and the Rabbanon and Rameir. Rather, it boils down to derech achila b'kach, derech haktara b'kach, ein derech haktara b'kach, derech achila b'kach, etc., etc. Either way, says the Gemara, a classic. Again, this is a classic when you're learning Zvachim Menachis, Bi'iyun. Amri, says the Gemara, Charifi de Pompadiso, the Charifi de Pompadiso, said a tremendous chiddush. They said, Haktara, Mefageles Haktara. A Koyim was being mocked to the Koyimitz. And while he was being mocked to the Koyimitz, he had in mind to be mocked to the Levoina, Chutz Lezmana. Said the Charifi the Pumpadisa, it's pigel. Again, the Kohen was being mocked to the Kohenitz, and while he was being mocked to the Kohenitz, he had a Machshavas pigel. What was the Machshavas pigel? That he's going to be mocked to the Levoina Chutz Lizmane. Says the Charifi the Pumpadisa, that's pigel. He's doing an Avoida, Haktaras HaKohenitz. He had a Machshava to do an Achila Chutz Lizmane, that's the Haktaras HaLevoina. Thus, it's going to be a Machshavas pigel. Said the Charifi the Pumpadis, Vafilu the Rabbanon, Damri Eim Mefaglim B'chatzim Matter, even according to Rabbanon that hold, Eim Mefaglim B'chatzim Matter. So you would think at first glance, this shouldn't be pigel, because Haktaras HaKoimitz is a Chatzim Matter. The Koimitz and the Levoina together make up the complete matter that is the Haktar. Hanim, really, when is that true? Heicha D'chishu Beba Shirayim. When did the Rabbanon say their halacha of Eim Mefaglim B'chatzim Matter in the context of Haktaras HaKoimitz? That's if the Machsheves HaPigel was in the Shirayim. But the Koyim wasn't thinking about the Levoina.
Lecha, the Chishe Laba Lavoina. But if the Kohen was thinking about the Lavoina, Kemad, the Chishe Bebe Kule, Mater Domi. Over there, even the Rabbanan are not going to be Moida that there's no problem with Imefagl Mechatzi Mater. Because even though the Kohen wasn't doing the complete Mater, but between the Avoida that he was doing and the Machshava that he had, he covered the entire Mater. In other words, the Harifi, the Pumpadisa, said a phenomenal chiddush that's a game changer in the lumdis of the sugya of Eim Afaglam Bechatzi Mater. The Rabbanan have a shita that if a Koyim was doing the Avoida of Haktaras Amincha, he was mak to the Koyimitz and had in mind to eat the Shirayim Chutzazmane. So you'd say it's Pigol, say the Rabbanan, no. Because being that the Haktaras Koyimitz has a counterpart, known as the Haktaras Levoina, and it's the Haktara of the Koimitz and the Levoina together that are matter the Shirayim Lachila, it's for that reason the Haktaras HaKoimitz is viewed as a Chatzim Matter and the Haktaras HaLevoina is viewed as a Chatzim Matter. The Rabbanon hold Ein Mefaglum B'Chatzim Matter. As a result, it's not going to be Pigel. Said the Harif of the Pumpadisa, the only time the Rabbanon said their Halach of Ein Mefaglum B'Chatzim Matter is precisely in their case, where during the Haktaras HaKoimitz, the Koim was thinking about Achilas Shirayim Chutz Lezmanei. But let's say the Koim was thinking about Haktaras Levoina. There the halacha is, it would be a machsheves pigel. And there wouldn't be a problem of mefaglum b'chatzim matter. Aye, what do you mean? Again, it's the same aim mefaglum b'chatzim matter. He only had the machsheves pigel while he was being makta the koimitz. He didn't have the machsheves pigel while he was being makta levoina. To the contrary, while he was being makta the koimitz, he thought about being makta levoina. The teretz is, for aim mefaglum b'chatzim matter, you don't need that you should be doing the avoida while you were doing both halves of this matter. But if you were doing a chatzim matter and thinking about the other chatzim matter, that's enough chalois of the other matter in this machsheves pigel, so that we can now combine, we can be mitzaref the chatzim matter that I have while I'm doing the avoda with the chatzim matter that I was thinking about. That together gives me the entire matter, and that addresses the issue of Eim Mefaglum B'Chatzim Matter. Unbelievable Chiddush. Oh my, Rav said, even though it's such a big Chiddush, I think I've arrived in the Mishnah. Zeh HaKlal, Kol HaKoyim Mitzvah Noisim B'Kli V'am Moilich V'am Makter, Lechol Dovah Shadaki Lechol, Lehakter Dovah Shalaki Lehakter, Chutzim Koyim Yopasav Eim Ekarz, Chutzim Mani Pigel B'Chayyabon Olav Karz. So the Mishnah summarizes very nicely the laws of Pigel as it relates to a Mincha. If somebody was doing the Kmitza, or you put the Koyim in the Kli Shares, he was Moilich, he was Makter. Those are the $4 avoidos as it relates to a mincha. And he had in mind a machsheves pigel. What was the machsheves pigel? Lechol dovoy shedarkoy lechol, ulahakter dovoy shedarkoy lahakter. And he had in mind either achila chutzlazmane or aktora chutzlazmane. And the halacha is pigel v'chayovan olav karis. Now says the Gemara, Rava, my love aktora dumi dahanach. It sounds like that the machsheva of lahakter chutzlazmane works in any one of the Dalar Avoidas HaMincha. If you're doing one of the Dalar Avoidas HaMincha and you had in mind either Achila Chutz Lezmane or Aktara Chutz Lezmane, what's the Kasha? Bishloima, if you're doing one of the Avoidas and you had in mind Haktara Chutz Lezmane, I understand. But if I was doing Haktara and I had in mind Aktara Chutz Lezmane, then l'chura, there's a problem with Eim Mefaglum B'Chatzim Matter. My love, Aktara Dumi the Hanuch. Ma Hanuch Bein Lecho Bein Lahakter. Af Aktara Bein Lecho Bein Lahakter. But the Gemara says, Loi, Hanuch Bein Lecho Bein Lahakter, Aktara Lecho Lin Lahakter Loi. It could be as it relates to the of Machshava of Achila, Vir Enochinami, all Dalet Avoidos. You can do and have a machshava of achila chutz lezmanei. As it relates to haktara, if you hold Eim Mefaglum B'Chatzim Matter, you'll have to have the machshava both when you're being makta the koimitz and when you're being makta levoina. But the point is, if you're doing avodas haktara, maybe you can't be mechashav in haktara. Why not? Simply, because if you hold Eim Mefaglum B'Chatzim Matter, then you can't be doing one haktara and thinking about the other haktara. You have to be doing both haktaras always in order to be able to have the machsheves pigel. Regardless, the chiddush of Harifi the Pumpadisa is that even according to the Rabbanan that hold Eim Mefaglum B'Chatzim Matter, so that if you had a machsheves pigel while you were being makta to the koimetz, it's not pigel unless you were also mechashev while you were being makta to the levoina. That's only if the machsheva was achila shirai. But if you were mechashev in the aktara, so you were being makta to the koimetz and you had a mind to be makta to the levoina chutzlazmanoi, even though the aktara's hakoimetz is a chatzim matter, there would not be an issue of Eim Mefaglum B'Chatzim Matter. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rab Menashe Bar Goda Kemeda Abaya. V'Yosef Vekama Mishmei Rav Chizdos. Rab Menashe Bar Goda was sitting in front of Abaya, and he said, "I want to tell you a halacha that I heard from Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Ein Haktara Mefagelas Haktara. That if a Kohen is doing the Haktara, he's doing the Haktara Sakoimetz, for example, and he had a mind to be Makter the Levoina Chutzos Manoi. It's not Pigol.
And Rav Menashe Bar Goda continued. He said, Rav Chisda said, "Vafilu l'Rav Meir d'amav mefaglu b'chatzi matir." Even according to Rav Meir, that holds mefaglu b'chatzi matir. Hani b'lihecha the chishbu b'shirayim. That's only if you're mechashav in the shirayim. The koymitz matir to do, and that makes sense because the haktoros ha. Koimetz is matter the shirai, and even though it's only chatzim matter, but Rav Meir holds mishrashari, so it is matter. And being that it's matter, you could be mefagel even in the chatzim matter. Aval hoch over here, where you would be matter the koimetz, and you were thinking about the aktaras alavoino, the koimetz lav matter the alavoinohu. Over here, the koimetz is not matter the alavoino. Loi matzim mefagel bay. Then there's no way in the world to be able to have this machsheves pigel. In other words, Rav Menashe Bar Goda said that I heard from Rav Chisda just the opposite of the Harifi the Pumbedisa. The Harifi the Pumbedisa said haktara mefagelos. That if you had a machshava to be makta the levoinu chutz l'zmani, while you be makta the koymetz chutz l'zmani, it's going to be pickled even according to the rabbanon that hold aim of angle mechatzim matter. I hold just the opposite. I heard from Rav Chisda that Rav Chisda said that even Rav Meir that holds mefagle mechatzim matter is going to disagree, because the only time Rav Meir holds mefagle mechatzim matter, at the end of the day, the basic principle of pigul is that you're doing a matter and you're thinking about the thing that it is being matter. That was the very important intro that we spoke out before this morning's daf, because the only way the dynamics of pigul are, I'm doing a matter and I'm thinking about the thing that it's being matter. The koimetz is never matter the levoina. I mean that the koimetz is never matter the levoina. So how could I be mechashev b'shas laktaras hakoimetz about the levoina? So in your case, Harifi the Pumbedisa, even Rav Meir, who holds mefagla b'chatzi matter, is going to agree that ein aktar mefagla saktaras. So Abaya hears what Menashe Bar Goda said in the name of Chisda. Abaya wanted to know the origin of this halacha. I mean, he wanted to know if this was Rav Chisda's own halacha, or maybe Rav Chisda heard it from his greiser Rebbe. Who is Rav Chisda's Rebbe? Rav. So Amalei Abaya. So Abaya tells Rav Menashe Bar Goda, "Oni Mori Mishmei de Rav." Did Rav Chisda say over this halacha in the name of Rav? Amalei in. He said, "Yeah." He said in the name of Rav. Itmanami Om Rav Chisda Om Rav Ein Haktoro Mefagelos Haktoro Om Rav Yaakov Aridi Mishmei de Abaya Afananami Tonino. So Rav Yaakov Aridi said, "I have a postscript to this story because I heard Abaya after he heard this big chiddush. Abaya said, 'I'll bring you a raya from a mishnah.' If a koyim was bringing the kifsei atzeres and he shechted one of the kvasim lechol, not from the shtei alechem, that was the last line of the mishnah daf kazayinam and aleph, but rather lechol mimenu, to eat from the kivsei atzeres themselves. So what's the halacha? Who pigel? The carbon that he had in mind to eat from his pigel, v'chaveir kosh. Lechol v'chaveir l'machar. What if the kohen was bringing one of the kivsei atzeres and he had in mind to eat from the other? Chutz l'zmanoi. Then the halacha is shneim ksherim. They're both going to be kosher. My time, and what's the reason? La mishum dekim et la matter didehu. Being that each keves is matter the basar of its own carbon, but keves A is not matter the basar of Keves B. So if you're doing the avoid in Keves A, you can't be a mefagel in Keves B. So too over here. The koimetz is not matter the levoina. So in aktara, mefagel is aktara. How could I have a machsheves pigel in levoina while I'm doing the avoid in koimetz? So Abaya said, after all this, I think there's a raya from our mishnah, the last line of the mishnah, dafte zayin aman ala, but the Gemara says, loy hasam, hud loy ikva b'chad mana. It's very different. The two kvasim, even though they're ma'akvois ahadadi, so there is something connecting them, but physically they're not connected. They're two independent sheep. But over here with the Kermits and Levina, they sit in the same klisharis. I would have thought you should look at it as one. That's the Chiddush, Kamash Malon. The bottom line is, what we end up with is a machloikis between the Harifi, the Pumbedisa, and Rav, whether Haktara Mefagelos Haktara. According to the Harifi, the Pumbedisa, the halach is Haktara Mefagelos Haktara, Afilu the Rabban and the Amri ain't. Mefagel mechatzim matter, and according to Rav, ein haktara mefagelas haktara. Afilu du Rav Meir da Amar mefagel mechatzim matter. The Gemara thought it had a raya from a mishnah to Harifa de Pumbedisa. We were daicha there. The Gemara thought we had a raya to Rav from a mishnah. We were daicha there. What we left with is a machlekes. We'll get back to this momentarily and speak out some raid. But first, another tremendous yisoid. Amar Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said, "Hamilsa avloli Rab Chanina." I heard the following halacha. So I'm about to tell you what halacha, and I want you to know I heard this from Rab Chanina, and it's so gishmak. V'tekiloli, Rashi says, chavivali, kekuli talmidoi. This next halacha that I'm about to tell you is as gishmak to me as everything else that I ever learned combined. So this is like the most gishmak a piece of raid I ever heard in my life. Okay, were waiting with bated breath. Hikter koimitz lahakta levoina. You need some serious background in Zvachim HaMenachis to appreciate what Rav Hamnuna appreciated. Either way, if a koyim was makta the koimitz lahakta levoina, vilechol shirayim lamachar. Whoa. So he had two machshavos. He was being makta the koimitz. He had a mind to be makta the levoina chutzlazmani and to eat the shirayim chutzlazmani. Pigle. Then it's going to be pigle. So the previous Gemara was discussing where a Kayan was makta the Kaimitz and he had a mind to be makta the Levoina Chutzlazmani. That was not this Geshmaka Halacha that Rav Hamnuna heard from Rav Chanina. But rather he was discussing where he had in mind Bishasta Akhtaras HaKaimitz two machshavos. Number one, to be makta the Levoina Chutzlazmani, and number two, to eat the Shirayim Chutzlazmani. Says the Gemara, Maika Mashmon. What's essentially the Chiddush of Rav Chanina? Says the Gemara, I haktar mefagelas haktara kamashmulan. If the chiddush was that haktara is mefagelas haktara, which was the chiddush of the charifi, the pompadisa lema hikter kaimis lahakta levoin. Let him just say that. Why do you have to have two machshavos? Why do you have to think both haktaras levoina and achilas shirayim? Let him just say hikter kaimis almenas lahakta levoin. It's going to be pickle. Now, in mefagel mechatzim matter kamashmulan. If the chiddush is that you can be mefagel mechatzim matter, meaning the chiddush is the second thing that he said that b'shas haktaras hakoymetz you can be mechashiv and achilas shirayim. Because halach is like Rameir Mefagal Bechatzi Matur, Lehme Hikter Kaimitz Lachal Shirayim Lamachar. Again, why do you say both for? Then he doesn't need the first thing that he said. And each Ravayu Kamash Malon, if he's coming to say two Chidushim, that's what's so Geshmak. Number one, Charifi the Pumpadisa. Number two, Mefagal Bechatzi Matur. That's wonderful. But Lehme Hikter Kaimitz, Lahakta Levoina, Oi! That's really the way you have to read this, the way Rashi explains it. Lachal Shirayim Lamachar. That means either one will be a machshav espigel. If you're a machashav lahakta levoina chutzlazmani, it's a machshav espigel. Why? Charifi the pumpadisa. If you're a machashav lechol shirayim chutzlazmani, it's going to be a machshav espigel. Why? Rameir, mefagel mechatzi matter. But it's not mashma that way. It's mashma. Chanina said you need both. That if you're a machashav both lahakta levoina chutzlazmani and to eat the shirayim chutzlazmani, then it's going to be pigel. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Adi bar Rahav, loilum kasavar, it's muchrach. There's only one way to understand Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina held ein haktara mefagel as haktara. Like Rav, not like the Charifi the Pumpadisa. Vein mefagel mechatzi matter, like the Rabbana, not like Rameir. Veshani hocha, but he was saying a chiddush that if you take zero plus zero, you end up with something. If you take two machshavos that in and of themselves are not machshavos pigel, because hikter koymetz almanas lahakta levoin is not a machshavos pigel, because ein aktar mefagel is aktar afilu the Rameir. And hikter koymetz almanas lechel shirayim is also not, because the halacha is like the Rabbana and ein mefagel mechatzi matter throughout Shas. But over here, if you had both machshavos, you were mechashev both to be makta the levoin chutz lazmani and to eat the shirayim chutz lazmani, over here it's going to be pigel. Why? Veshani hocha de poshtole machshava bekula mincha. Because over here you, between the avodah that you were doing and the machshavos lashon rabim that you had, you covered the entire mincha. You would be makta the koimetz. You thought about the aktaras alavoina and the achilas shirayim. You literally hit for the cycle. You covered everything. You got every single possibility. You covered the entire mincha between the avodah that you're doing and the machshavos that you had. That's already a machshavos pigel. So you're right. Hikter koymetz amanas lahakta levoina. No. Hikter koymetz amanas lahakta shirayim. Oichnish. But hikter koymetz amanas lahakta levoina vil lechol shirayim. Being that between your avoida and your machshavos, you have everything covered, that will be a machshavos pigel. Obviously, it's something that is tzorich bir. We do what we do. Says the Gemara, Tani Tanik Amid Rav Chizabet, which is Govaiter, of course. Tani Tanik Amid Rav Yizchabar Rabbo, Hikter Koimitz, Lechol Shirayim. If somebody's Machta the Koimitz, and he did it with the Kavono, Lechol Shirayim. So again, Hikter Koimitz, Lechol, every case has its own nuances. You got to go through them carefully. Hikter Koimitz, he'd be Machta the Koimitz, Lechol Shirayim. The Divrei HaKoil, Pigel. Now, could that be true? The Divrei HaKoil, Pigel? Of course not. That is Rameir and the Chachamim 101. That is the backdrop of the Machloikis on Mefaglum Bechatzi Matar. Or hey, Mefaglum Bechatzi Matar. So, fake the Gemara, Divri Akoil Pigel? Va Miflok Pligi. Ella says the Gemara, Emo, the Divri Akoil Possel. Not the Divri Akoil Pigel, Divri Akoil Possel. Because even the Chachamim that hold, Ein Mefaglum Bechatzi Matar, but they are murdered that it's possel. So the Gemara says, however, once you're editing the Brisa, this is just a good question that, you know, very often you could think, and you know, once you're going to edit the brisa, make a to edit this way, maybe edit it another way. The Gemara doesn't usually ask that question. Here the Gemara asks the question that once we're going to go down this road and we're going to
amend the Braisa, then how do you know to amend the word pigel and switch it to pasul? Lema hareze pigel. Instead of changing the word pigel to pasul, keep the word pigel where it is, just change the word divrei hakol to the words hareze. Velema hareze, keep pigel over Rameir. And just say that the price is going according to Rameir. So the Gemara says, Tana divrei hakol asnuya. The Tana said divrei hakol. The Tana didn't say hareze. Now you're going to tell me the Tana said pigel. The Tana didn't say pasul. Pigel be pasul michleflei. Hareze be divrei hakol loy michleflei. And on that note, Hadron Aloch, a festa perik hakoimitz as amincha. But before we go weiter, we have to speak out a little bit of rage, just in case the daf wasn't hard enough. So we have to do our hishtadlus and our contribution to make sure that this stuff is as lundish as it could possibly be. No, but all kidding aside, just one ha'ara that my brother Mo shared with me last night. It's a kasha from Reb Kiva Eger. It's a mesechtes zvachim daf membeis. The context over there is a very important mishnah in Perek Beis Shammai, where the mishnah discusses a carbon pigel. So you have a carbon pigel. You did shchita, amanas lechol basur chutzlazmani chutzlam kaimai. Amanas lahakdurei murim chutzlazmani chutzlam kaimai. A classic, a pigle 101. It's not a chatzi mater, it's not charifi de pompadisa, it's a very straightforward case of pigle. The Mishnah says that just because a carbon is pigle doesn't necessarily mean that every single aspect of the carbon, if one eats, will he be chayiv karas for. There's certain parts of a carbon pigle that if he eats those parts, he's going to be chayiv karas. But there are parts of a carbon, if he eats those, he's not going to be chayiv karas. And the Mishnah says, Eilu dvarim she'in chayav an aleim mishum pigel. Ha-koymetz, v'ha-kitoyres, v'ha-levoyna, u-minchas koyanim, u-minchas koyim mashiach, v'ha-dam, v'ha-nesochim ha-boim bifnei-atzim. So the Mishnah gives a short list of parts of a carbon where if they're part of a carbon that's pigel, which means pasul, v'chayav an aleim karas, but if somebody would eat that particular part of the carbon, he wouldn't be chayiv karas. Now, what's unique about that group? What's unique about that group is considered a dvarim she'en lehem matirim. So when you learn Yerudei Taruvas, familiar with the concept of a davar she'yesh lehem matirim, davar she'en lehem matirim. So here the word means something else. In that context, it means something that could be mutter, doesn't become batal. Over here it means something that has a matter. So any part of the carbon that has a matter, for example, basar of a carbon has a matter. The dam is matter the basur l'achila, the avoidus hadam. Emurim has a matter. The avoidus hadam a matter the emurim leha k'tara. These things do not have any matirim. And being that they don't have any matirim, if somebody would eat any one of those things, the halacha is, he would not be chayiv pigel. One of the things mentioned in the Mishnah is levoina. The Mishnah says, levoina is a davar she'in loy matirim. And being that it's a davar she'in loy matirim, it's on the outside looking in as it relates to being a part of the carbon where if somebody would eat from it, he would be chayiv karas. Freitas sakasha ve'im toimer. I don't understand why the Mishnah assumes that levoina is a davar she'in loy matirim. And says Taisus like this. I know it's true that there were two avoidos that were done with the koimetz. Two ikar avoidos. There was kemitza and there was aktara. And that's poshit that the aktara's akoimetz was not matter the aktara's alavoyna. How do I know that? Because the halacha menachos is that you can flip the order. You don't have to be makter the koimetz before the levoyna. If you want, you can be makter the levoyna before the koimetz. Even though the seder always mentioned this first, the koimetz was makter the koimetz, then he was makter the levoyna. But really, if he wanted to, he could have been makter the levoyna before he was makter the koimetz. So from that standpoint, the koimetz wasn't makter the levoyna. Thus, you can make the case that a levoyna doesn't have a matter. What exactly was matter? But says Tosfos, I think that's poshit. Nira says Tosfos, that although you could be makter the levoyna before you were makter the koimetz, but you can't be makter the levoyna before you did the actual kmitza. So visualize the setup of the mincha. You have the klishares, you have the soilus, shemen, you did the belila and the yitzika, you did the avodas that you had to do, and then on top of that you have the levoyna. Could the koyim, before you even did the kmitza, take the levoina, do the likut levoina, walk into the mizbech and be makter it? Or at the very least, do we say the kmitza has to be done before the haktaras alavoina? Says Tosfos, mikol makom koydem hakmitza vaday nira de'en lahaktira. It's pasha to me, says Tosfos, that you can't be Makta the Levoina before you do the Kmitza. If that's the case, says Tosfos, doesn't it sound like the Kmitza's Makta the Levoina? Because if you have to do the Kmitza before you Makta the Levoina, shouldn't by that by definition mean that the Kmitza was Matir? If the Kmitza was Matir, the Levoina is a Dovah Shiesh L'Matir. So why does the Mishnah say if somebody eats the Levoina of a carbon pig, well, he's not going to be Chayv Karis because it's a Dovah Shein L'Matir? I think it's a Dovah Shiesh L'Matir. It's true that Haktaris HaKoymitz is not being Makter. Matter the Levina, but the Kmitza itself is being Makter the Levina because you cannot be Makter the Levina before you do the Kmitza. Thus, it sounds like the Kmitza is Matter the Haktara, right? Matter and Makter. The Kmitza is Matter the Haktara Salavina. So, Lachur and Sadavar, Shiesh Lamatirim. Azai Zak Taisvus. Says Rab Kiva Eger, you have to be Medayik Lashonai Hazav Shal Taisvus. And this is Akasha, this is vintage Reb Kiva Eger. Says Reb Kiva Eger, Tosfos said in Svara that you can't do the Haktara Salavoina before the Kmitza. Thus, Tosfos said that the Kmitza sounds like it's Matter the Levoina, so Tosfos didn't understand why Levoina is considered Dovah She'en L'Matir. But what was Tosfos Lashon? Tosfos Lashon was, I'll read to you the entire Tosfos just to get the big picture. Vim Toimar, Vare Levoina, Hakoimetz Matira. Va'afo Pisha Yochel Haktira, Kaidam Hakoimetz. Even though you could be Makter the Levoina before the Koimetz, Kedama Bakoimetzuta, Mikomokim Kaidam Hakmitza, Vadai Nira de Ein La Haktira. But I think it's Pasha to me, says Tosfos, that you Zecher cannot be Makter the Levoina before the actual Kmitza. Says Reb Kiveger, it sounds like Tosfos had no Raya. Tosfos didn't know for sure that you can't be Makter the Levoina before the Kmitza. Tosfos just held that way in Svara. He was pretty self-confident, but Omi Svara, Vadai Nira, the key word is Nira. Nira means, I think, I'm pretty sure, Vadai, I'm positive, but Nira, all in the world of Svara, of Amafurish Araya, says Reb Kiveger, Tosfos clearly didn't have. Because if Tosfos had a Raya, he would have brought a Raya. Just like Tosfos brought a Raya in the beginning that you can't be, that you could be Makta the Levoina before you Makta the Kaimitz, if Tosfos had a Raya that you can't be Makta the Levoina before the Kaimitz, Tosfos would have brought a Raya for that as well. Tosfos, I know you could be Makta the Levoina before the Kaimitz, Kedama Ba Kaimitz Zuta. But as it relates to being Makta the Levoina before the Kaimitz, I don't have a Raya, but Vadai Nira, I'm pretty sure that you could. Fake Rabbi Kiveger. Tosfos has no Raya. I have a Raya. I have a Mefurisha Raya. What's the Raya? The sugi of Charifi the Pumpadisa, Herab Kiveger. In the sugi of Charifi the Pumpadisa, we had a machloikis. We had a machloikis between the Charifi the Pumpadisa and Rav. Haktara mefagalas haktara or ain haktara mefagalas haktara. Charifi the Pumpadisa said a chiddush that even according to the Rabbanan that whole emefagal bechatzim matter. But if the coin was being makted the coin, and he had a mind to be makted the levoino chutz lizmanay, even according to the chachamim that whole ain mefagal bechatzim matter. But here, being that you thought about the other chatzim matter, that creates the entire matter. That's enough. And the halach is it's going to be a machsheves pigul. Rav argued. Rav said just the opposite. Just the opposite. He said even according to Rameir that holds mefagla bechatzim matter, ein haktara mefagla saktara. Why ein haktara mefagla saktara? He said because the only time you can have a machsheves pigul is if I'm doing a matter and I'm thinking about the thing that it's going to be matter. Over here you were being matter the koimitz and you were thinking about the haktara salavoina. The haktara salavoina is not matter the haktara salavoina. V'harai, you could be matter the levoina before the haktara salavoina. It's not matter it. So you're missing the fundamental principle of what every single pigle is. See, even Rameir, who holds mefaglu mechatzim matter, but you still have to do a matter, and you still have to think about the nitter. Over here, you don't have the matter-nitter relationship, and as a result, it's not going to be pigle. I feel the Rameir. Freit Rabki, there you go, Kashu. What's going on over here? What's going on over here? You forgot the first Mishnah in the second parak of Masechtas Menachos? What was the first Mishnah? Machlokes Rabbi Yosi in the Chachamim. Hakoymetz has a mincha. If a koyim was doing kmitza, not haktaras hakoymetz, that's charifi the pumpadisa. You were doing kmitza, which is a full matter, like Rashi speaks out throughout Menachos, because there's no counterpart when it comes to kmitza. So you were doing a full matter, a matter sholim. You're doing kmitza, and you had a mind to be makta the levoino chutzlis manoi. It's a machlokes Rabbi Yosi in the Chachamim. Rabbi Yosi says it's not pigle. The Chachamim say it is pigle. Rabbi Yosi says it's not pigle because they hold matter can't be mefagel a different matter. And being that the koimetz on the levoina are two tracks, that was the gemara in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, it doesn't work. The chachamim argue, we paskin like the chachamim. The chachamim hold that b'shas kmitza you could be mechashim in the haktaras halevoina. So freit Rav Kiveger, Rav is going kenegad a Mishnah. How could Rav tell me that you can't be mefagel b'shas haktaras hakoimetz in the haktaras halevoina? Because the Koimetz and the Levoina don't have a matter nitter relationship. I hear it's a very nice svara. But if that's the case, how do you understand the Chachamim in the Mishnah and the Afdud Gimel Amin Aleph? The Chachamim said very clearly that if the same exact machshava took place b'shas kemitza, you were doing kemitza and you had a mein haktaras alavayna chutzos manoi, it would be. But Rabbi Yossi happens to argue, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. We paskin like the Chachamim. So it's a mefurish Mishnah that you could be mefagel while you're doing avoid and koimetz about haktaras alavayna. What's Pashup Shana Rav? Says Rav Kiveger, Muzmin Zogin, there's a chilek between the Haktoras HaKoimitz and the Kmitza. The Haktoras HaKoimitz is not Matter the Levoina. But the Kmitza is Matter the Levoina. If that's the case, I have a Mefurish Gemara that says the Kmitza is Matter the Levoina. If the Kmitza is Matter the Levoina, I can't be Matter the Levoina before the Kmitza, because it's Aser. I need to be Matter it first. What's Matter it the Kmitza? It's fake Rav Kiveger, Vazok Taisus. Vadainira, I'm pretty sure. You're not pretty sure. It's mefurish. It's a Gemara. Daf Yizayin Amar Aleph. How else do you learn the sugya of the Charifi of the Pompadisa and Reb Kiveger Blibes, the Darkoi, Sarach? Either way, on that note, I closed the wrong Gemara. Zok the Mishnah weiter. The rest of the daf is a little lighter. Hakoymitz es hamincha. Hakoymitz es hamincha. If somebody does kmitzo, lechol dovish darkoi lechol. So if Kohen is doing kmitza, and he has a mind to do an achila, whether it's achila sadam or achila mizbeach, but he had a mind that the Kohen is going to eat the part of the carbon that's not darkei lechol. Which part of that? The kohenitz. Or the levain. Or he had a mind to be makter the part of the carbon that's not darkei lehakter. That's the shiari amincha, right? Part of it was eaten. Part of it was put on the mizbeach. So if you flip the order, the halach is kosher, but less a post, but less it says it's possible. We've had this already. If the kohen got it right, but he had a mind pachas mikazayas, he didn't have a mind to shear, that too is going to be kosher. Lechol kechatzi zayas, or lahakti kechatzi zayas, kosher she'en achila v'aktarim, it's darfin. It's every part of this Mishnah the Gemara already discussed. In fact, the last line is a mefurish Mishnah in the previous barak, but the bottom line is three halachas. Number one, if a koyin had a machsheves pigel, but it was lechol davar she'en darkei lechol, or lahakter davar she'en darkei lahakter, machloikis Rav Lezen chachamim, according to chachamim it's kosher, according to Rav Lezen it's going to be possible. If he had a mind lechol davar she'darkei lechol, lahakter davar she'darkei lahakter, but he didn't have a mind the kezayis, dear the halachas, everybody holds it's kosher, and if he had a mind a chatzi zayis of achilo and a chatzi zayis of aktara, that too is kosher, even though Achila and Akhtar, each one in and of itself, if you would have the proper share, would be a machshav espigel, but at the same time, ein achila v'akhtar mitzdafen. Om Rav Asi, Om Rav Yoichin, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer hold that if the Kohen had a machshava, lechol dovash in darki lechol, lahakta dovash in darki lahakta, it's going to be a machshav espigel. Oh my God, you learned it from a pasuk. It says in the parasha of pigel, vim hei ochel, ye yochel, mi bzar zevach shlov. And that, of course, teaches me b'shtei achilo yisakos of medaber. Echad achilo sadam, echad achilo mizbeach. And that's the makar. The machsheves pigel means you were thinking about achilo. It says, heyochel, yeyochel, shtei achilois, achilas adam and achilas mizbeach. Loim lecha. And from the fact, as we'll see in a moment, that the Torah used the word achila to describe haktara, which is a funny word, because you would think the Torah would say, vim heyochel, and then it would say, lahakter. The conventional term used in the Torah to describe haktara is haktara. Why the Torah use achila? So Eliezer held it from the fact that the Torah in the parasha of Pigel described haktara as achila. The significance of that is to teach me that you can mix and match achilas adam and achilas mizbeach. Otherwise, the Torah would have used the word haktara. It's to teach me that if a kohen had a mind to eat a dover shadarke lahakter, or to be makter a dover shadarke lechol, even though you'd think it's shaloi kederech, but the Torah referred to each one as achila to teach me that it's okay to be mechashev meachilas adam, achilas mizbeach, or meachilas mizbeach lachilas adam. Rabbanan that argued with Rabbi Eliezer, why did the Torah use a word achila to describe haktara? Haydafkin rachman b'loshan achila to teach me something else. The loishnaki mechashev b'loshan achila mizbeach, v'loishnaki mechashev b'loshan haktara mizbeach, to teach me that in and of itself, that if a kohen would have a machsheves pigel, or utter a machsheves pigel, more accurately, and he would use the word achila as opposed to using the word haktara. Say he would say that I'm being
doing this avoida, and I'm going to have the mizbeach eat these emurim chutz lazmana. It would be a machshavas pigel. Had the Torah not used the word achil, you would think it's not a machshavas pigel, because you used the wrong word. You would think that the nusach of the machshavas pigel would have to be akhtar. From the fact that Torah used the word achil, that teaches me that the nusach could be achil. Inami, alternatively, machil bekazayas, afakhtar bekazayas. That teaches me a different halacha, that the shir akhtar is bekazayas. How do you know the shir akhtar is bekazayas? Because the Torah used the word achil, and achil is always bekazayas. So achil is always bekazayas, and here the Torah used the word achil. Here too, it's going to be kazayas as well. V'rab Eliezer. Has Rabbi Eliezer know those halachas? He uses achila to teach me that you can mix and match. How does he know the aforementioned halachas that the Rabbanan use? Im kein lichtev rachman im heyachel heyachel inami im yeyachel yeyachel. My heyachel yeyachel. So not only did the Torah use the word achila to describe Akhtara, but heyachel yeyachel, that is also a diak shamit mino tarti. Amalei Rabbi Zeir, the Rabbi Asiv, itam id Rabbi Eliezer mishum ha'achi. If pshat in Rabbi Eliezer, that holds. You can be mechasha me'achilas adam, me'achilas mizbech. Me'achilas mizbech, me'achilas adam, as he learns it from a pasuk, from the fact that the Torah used it, used the word achila, not a word akhtara. If that's the case, kari nami l'chayiv, you should also be chayiv koris. V'chitem achinami, if you're going to tell me that according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you had a machshavas pigel of a dovish in darkil lech, a dovish in darkil lehakter, it's chorus. For atu da'amrit, but Rav Zeira told Rav Asi, I heard you say, mishmeidu Rabbi Yochanan, moidu Rabbi Eliezer, shein on his chorus. Now, if the Makart Rabbi Eliezer is a pasuk in the Torah, then it should be a real machshavas pigel, there should even be chorus. Why did you tell me in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the halacha is that there's not going to be a chiyuv chorus? Amalesi told him back, tanoihi. It's true. Both things I'm telling you are true. It's true that Rabbi Eliezer's Makar is from a pasuk in the Torah. And it's true, Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Eliezer only said his halacha mid Rabbanan. How do you reconcile the two things? If it's learned from a pasuk, then it's deraisa. It's not mid Rabbanan. There should be a chiyuv koris. Says the Gemara, it's machlokes tanoim. Ikalamanda amar psula deraisa. Ve'ikalamanda amar psula derabbanan. When I told you that the Makar is a pasuk, that's going according to the mandam that holds it's pasuk mid deraisa. When I'm telling you that it's only mid Rabbanan, meaning there's no koris, that's according to the mandam that holds, Rabbi Eliezer holds psula derabbanan. What's the source to this machlokes? So the Gemara is going to bring an ambiguous brisa now. It's not going to be clear what exactly is the machlokes in the braisa, and the Gemara is going to suggest that maybe the machlokes in the braisa is this shaila. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if you had a machshava of a dovish in darkei lech, a dovish in darkei lehakter, is it possible that they raise with us this chorus or not? And then the Gemara is going to be doichit in two ways. Says the Gemara, what's this ambiguous braisa? The tanya we learned in the braisa. Hashoychet es hazevek lishes midam lemachar. If a kohen shechted a carbon and he had in mind to drink the blood, lemachar, in other words, chutz lezmanu, lehakter mi psori lemachar, to be makter the basar chutz lezmanu, or lecho meimurif, to eat the emurim chutz lezmanu. What's the tzad hashava between all these three things? He's doing a dover she'in darkei bekach. The halach is kosher. That's the Chachamim Shita in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer poysel. Rabbi Eliezer says it's possible. Lehaniach midam lemachar. What if the kohen just had in mind not to drink the blood the next day, not to be zayrik the dam the next day? He had in mind to just leave it around. Rabbi Yehuda poysel. Rabbi Yehuda says it's going to be possible. Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said af bezu. Rabbi Eliezer poysel v'chacham Rabbi Shim. Rabbi Lazar the Tana. This is all part of the brisa. So Rabbi Lazar the Tana in the brisa says no. That case of if the Kohen had a mind just to leave the dam around, Lamachar is also totally in the same machleik as Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, that you don't need a davar shadarki lecho, that's going to be possible. Whereas according to the Chachamim, it's going to be kosher. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda libidamar. Let's focus first on Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda discussed a Kohen had in mind to leave the dam around. Didn't have a mind to drink it, not to be zayrik it. He just had a mind to leave it there. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? It's going to be possible. Who is it going according to? Is it going according to the Rabbanon? That hold that the only time something is pigel is if you have a mind to do an achila, but an achila that's darkei bekach. Hashda says the Gemara. Ma hosam the komechash b'losh an achila machshir Rabbanon. Madach the Rabbanon hold that if you'd have a mind to drink or to eat the dam lemachar, it's going to be kosher. Hachalei koshken. And certainly, if you have a mind to do nothing with the dam, it's going to be kosher. How could a machshava to do nothing with the dam be worse than a machshava to drink the dam? The machshava to drink the dam inevitably, b'chlal masayimona, has in it a machshava to have the dam around. So if having the dam around in and of itself is a reason for the carbon to be possible, then if you had a mind to drink the dam chutz lazmani, the carbon zecher should be possible. So obviously, when Rabbi Yehuda said possible, he wasn't going according to Rabban. El libe the Rab, El aliba the Rabbi Eliezer. He obviously was going according to Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda was saying that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that holds if you have a machshava to